morning and welcome to the Father's house. All right, I'm going to get started. I love you. I love you. I love you. This is the heartbeat of God. I love you. I love you. I love you. His heart, every time it pumps, it says, I love you. I love you. I love you. Three more times. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's God's heart. He loves people and he loves you. Blessings this morning. Number two, dirt. Dirt can get on us. Sometimes we get in it. Sometimes we do things and we just go jump right into dirt. We go do things we know are wrong or say things we know are wrong, and we get dirt on our lives, on our spirits. Sometimes dirt just falls on you. I mean, you're not planning on doing anything wrong. You're not trying to do anything wrong. And sometimes dirt will get on you. Like, for example, I'm driving and somebody pulls out in front of me. And I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to do good. Next thing you know, I'm acting like Medea. And so I'm going crazy on them. And I didn't plan this. Nonetheless, it's dirt. Dirt can get in your life. But the whole deal on everything else is love. God's blood. Jesus loves us, and he gave his blood for us. And his blood will cleanse all the dirt in our lives. And so right now, I want to be cleansed by his blood. So I'm going to go to him. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I do have dirt in my life. But thank you for your blood. Cleanse me in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer. I have a prayer. There's a prayer I've been praying for you. And I call it God Flicks. I don't know, over this time, I think a lot of people have been watching Netflix and all kind of movies and all that stuff like that. But one of the things God laid on my heart is to pray that you would look at God Flicks. And what I mean by God Flicks is look at the things that God did for you in the past. Think about the miracles he's done. Think about how he got you through things you don't know how he got you through. Go back and remember things he brought you through that you didn't think you could get through. And you cried out to God and he did it. God Flicks. Spend some time this week, today, just thinking about what God has done for you. That's my prayer for you. That you'll think about those things. And when you think about those things, what it will do, thinking about the past, how God has moved for you, it'll prepare you for the future. We got some stepping to do. We got some moving to do. And it can prep you in believing and trusting God. All right. I want to get started. In my quiet time, John 10, verse 27, it says this. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The part I want you to catch is my sheep hear my voice. When I first got saved and started walking with the Lord, I would hear people and they would say, man, I heard God say this and he told me this and he told me to go here and do this and that. And I was like, oh man. And I was like, okay. And I wanted that. But to be honest, I was a sheep. I was born again. I got saved. I believed in God and I was reading his word, but I couldn't hear him like others would say. I heard him and he was speaking to me. And I was like, God, I can't hear you. And I was, do I go this way? Do I do this? What do I do? And I began to cry out to God. I was like, God, I want to hear you. I'm one of your sheep. I want to hear you. I want to hear you talk to me. I want you to guide me. I want you to lead me. I want you to direct me. His voice. Let me talk about his voice. His voice is his word. Two things. It's his word, written word. And it's his spoken word. Spoken word being the Spirit of God. The written word, it's here. You can see it. You can read it. But I would read it, but not all the time could I understand it. I couldn't catch its meaning. Sometimes I couldn't comprehend it. And I was reading that night. Sometimes I didn't even know how to apply it to my life. And his spoken word, his spirit. You see, we have the spoken word because everything in this is not, cannot help us with everything in our lives. For example, who do I marry? Which job do I take? Which way do I go? Those need to be spoken words from the Word of God, from the Spirit of God. The written Word guides us, and His spoken Word, the Spirit of God, guides us. I wanted to hear His voice. I wanted to know which way to go, where you wanted me, what you wanted me to do. And I struggled. I was like, God, where do I go? What do I do? And so God began to deal with me on the inside, just the inkling, began to deal with me, and people talking to me and teaching, and I, you know, seeking out others. And I began to learn a couple of things God began to deal with me to show me. First, on one level. One, Van, your sin. You got sin in your life. As I began to get in the Word and read what I could understand, I began to see there was some stuff I was doing that were not, that just wasn't right. It was wrong. I had sin in my life. And so God began to deal with me. Hey, Van, as you begin to repent and seek forgiveness and forgive yourself and understand grace and mercy, sin will begin to leave. And you will begin to hear me. You'll be able to hear my written Word, and you'll be able to hear my spoken Word. And it happened. As I begin to deal with the sin and through repentance and forgiveness, God began to speak to me in the written Word and the spoken Word. Then there was another area God would deal with me about. He said, Van, selfishness. You're very selfish. It's all about you. And he said, Van, I want to deal with you in those areas. And begin to talk to me about sharing and serving and sacrificing. And when I begin to obey and listen to him and follow him, I could hear. I begin to understand the Word. I begin to understand what the Word was saying. I begin to comprehend it. And I begin to hear God. I could hear his voice telling me which way to go. Don't do this. Begin to do this. The sin, the selfishness, and another area he began to deal with me about. Stubborn. There were some things I was set in my ways. I'm not changing. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it this way, my way. And God began to deal with me. Van, if you want to hear my Word and hear me and hear my voice, you got to let go of that stubbornness. And so I began to listen to God. And I began to obey God. And I began to follow God. And I began to repent. And when I did that, things started to happen. I could hear him. I could hear his written Word and comprehend it. And I could hear his spoken Word. He would begin to talk to me and lead me and guide me. Not 24/7, but it was a lot better than it was. And I walked in that realm for a while. And it was good. And it was a blessing. If you live long enough, however, you're going to find out life's going to hit you. You're going to be going right, and next thing you know, you're going left. You're going to be going up, and next thing you know, life will hit you, you're going down. And life started hitting me. I went through a period where things were just great, and everything was going right, and then all of a sudden, things just begin to dive and turn. And see, it's one thing being a Christian and everything's going right for a while, and then things might go wrong for a little while, for a week or for a month. But when things start to go wrong or don't go right for a year or years, you begin to struggle. And you begin to ask God, what's going on? And I couldn't hear God. I would read the Word, but I couldn't comprehend everything that was happening to me, and I couldn't hear the spoken Word. What are you saying to me, God? And I started struggling, and I was like, God, where are you? And I started crying out to him. And he began to deal with me in a few areas. He said, Van, number one, I need to deal with your anger. Yes, your anger. You're mad at me. You're asking me, where are you? You're wondering what's happening. Why are you going through these things? There was a period, again, like I was saying, I walked the Lord about 20 years. a man of blessings, and things were happening and opportunities were going on, and you know, traveling and speaking, talking, and things were just great. And then all of a sudden everything just turned. And I found myself in a spot and I'm struggling. Physically, financially, all kind of ways I'm struggling. And I'm like, God, what is happening? And I couldn't hear. And I got angry. And I got mad with God. And God said, we got to deal with that area. Let me talk to you about something. I told you in my word. I told you in my word. You got to take up the cross and follow me. I did not hide that. I did not lie. You're to take up the cross and follow me. The cross represents suffering. It represents pain. It represents struggle. I told you. You're going to get persecuted. You're going to go through a tough time when you take up your cross and follow me. You're going to have to follow me. But it's going to be a price. You're going to pay a price to follow me. You're upset. You think I left you. I didn't leave you. I said I'd never leave you. I'd never forsake you. I'll walk through it with you. All the pain, all the struggle, I'm right there. But if you suffer with me, then can you reign with me? I told you that. I didn't lie. I didn't set you up. There's a price you pay. There will be no spoiled children in heaven. There's a price you pay if you follow me. Once I understood that, and once I accepted, okay, God, wherever you take me, I trust you. I'm with you. If you put Jesus through hell, I guess you're going to put me through hell. That's part of the price. I understand. And when I accepted that, the word began to come alive. I began to comprehend it and understand it. And I began to hear his voice. I wasn't angry no more. I accepted it. Okay, God, there's a cross that I carry. Whether it's good or bad, there's a cross that I carry. And I walk with you. Number two, control. God began to deal with me. He said, Van, you think you have control. You think you have the keys to heaven and hell, to life and death. You don't have the keys. I have the keys. The keys belong to Jesus. He holds the keys to heaven and hell, to life and death, the things that are going on. Stop trying to fix people, especially people in your family. You're trying to fix people. You're trying to run people. You're trying to control people. You're trying, and then when you try to do that, you start condemning and you start judging. Oh, they ought to be here and they ought to do this. And you're trying to fix people. You do not hold the keys of life. You don't hold heaven or hell. You don't determine who goes where. I do that. The Lord. The only thing you can control is the key that I've given you. I've given you one key. It's your life. You can only control that. How you think, how you feel, how you deal with stuff. There's only one key I've given you control over. That's you. Deal with your life. Stop trying to fix your children. Stop trying to fix your wife. Stop trying to fix your friends. Stop trying to fix your coworkers. Fix you. Deal with you. When you do that, when you fix you, you work on you, God can begin to talk to you. He began to talk to me through his word. And I began to understand it, and I had clear understanding. And I began to hear him and hear what he was saying to me. Okay, God, stop trying to control everybody else. Control me. There was another area. The area. Trust. God's word is full of promises. He makes promises that he'll provide for us, that he'll give to us, that if we sow, we reap. It's promises. It's just like writing a check. This is a checkbook. A check is nothing but a promise. It's a promise. It's not the money right then, but it's a promise that the money is there. It's going to come. And God was saying, Ben, you got to trust me. You got to trust me. If you want to hear me, you got to trust me. And there's some areas, two areas that were big that I had a problem trusting God. I didn't really trust him. He said he would provide for me. He said if I give, he would give. But there were some areas I struggled. God's promise. He said, Van, if you tithe, if you give, I will make sure you're blessed. And when my job was doing good and everything was right and I could pay all my bills, man, I was excited. I was like, yes. And I would give and I would tithe and I would do all that stuff. And man, it was no problem at all. However, things got tough, things got hard, things got rough. And God would say, man, I want you to tithe. Or I want you to give. I want you to do what you can do. And I'd say, I don't know about that. I don't know if I trust. Well, I promised you in my word that if you give, I'll take care of you. I started to struggle with that. I'm like, I don't know, Lord. And God had to deal with me. He said, Van, until you start trusting me, you won't be able to hear my word written and spoken. Oh, you'll read it, but you won't comprehend it. So I began to trust him. Okay, God, I'll trust you. Good or bad, I will trust you. When you say give, I'll give. Because you have a promise. And I begin to trust him. There was another area. Bible talks about vengeance is the Lord. Let the Lord deal with people who've hurt you, who've done you wrong, who've done people you care about wrong. I had a problem with that. There were some people who had hurt me. And that did me. And I was upset. And I wanted the Lord to deal with them. And I felt like he hadn't dealt with them. And so I figured, hey, you need help. And I was going to do that. And God was dealing with me. He said, Van, trust me. I'll handle the people. I'll deal with them. I've written you a promise. Trust me. If you trust me, I'll take care of everything. And I had to get to a place, and when I begin to trust him with my giving, with taking care of people who've done me wrong, I could hear. When I read the word, I could begin to understand it and comprehend it in a greater light. I could hear his spoken word even better. My sheep hear my voice. I believe more than ever we're coming into a time where we need to hear God's voice. And we need to make sure we're not walking in sin. We're not selfish. We're not stubborn. We need to make sure we're not angry with God. We're not trying to control people. And we trust him. If we do that, I believe we can hear from God. His written word, and understand it and comprehend it, and his spoken word. He'll speak to us. And it'll be loud and clear. And you'll know it's God. Amen. Thank you, my brothers. Thank you, my sisters. I want to pray for you. Ask God to give you his voice so that you can hear it. Father, bless your people today. Talk to them. In Jesus' name, amen.